Dr. Schnitt dictated in pre-imposed sparkle delirious by Ramachu and Catherine with a K. Zorich, Zorich. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6/19/24, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. And there's a moderate to severe degree of airway obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period compared to a prior study dated 3/12/24. There's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Celeste Gosselin, G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. This goes to Deborah Cobb, FNP, on 6/19/24. Mrs. Gosselin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. And there's a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3/5/24. There's been no significant change period. A pack of impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Robert Say, S-E-A-Y. This goes to the VA. On 6/19/24, Mr. Say performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without significant airway obstruction period after bronchodilators. There was no significant change period. New paragraph compared to a prior study dated 3/27/24. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression. Mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tamika Prentice. This goes to the VA. On 6/19/24, Mrs. Prentice performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and it was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Optimal effort is questioned as evidenced by a very low peak flow rate. Compared to a prior study dated 3/7/24, there's been some deterioration. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression, which may be effort related. Period. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Martha Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Salone. S-A-L-O-N-E. On 6/19/24, Mrs. Hatcher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airway obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 3/6/24. This is no significant change period of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lee Shapley, S-C-H-A-P-L-E-Y. This goes to the VA. On 6/19/24, Mr. Shapley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Lee Shapley. This goes to the VA. Attention, Dr. Mulder. On 6/19/24, Mr. Shapley performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 425 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation was 96% at the end of the study period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.